The Office of Management and Budget has finalized guidance requiring agencies to process invoices electronically. Yeah, some of them still do it on paper. It won't name a specific product for agencies to use, but the Treasury Department is working to make its invoice processing platform the tool of choice. John Hill is the Assistant Commissioner for Payment Management at the Bureau of Fiscal Services in Treasury. He tells Executive Editor Jason Miller about the invoice processing platform and why Treasury expects it to grow in the coming months.
Currently, 80 agencies are using it today. This year, we'll probably do on the order of 500,000 invoices. So clearly, it's reached a state of maturity that it didn't have in previous years. So what we're seeing is agencies see the inevitability of electronic invoicing, so they're jumping on board. There are other things that are going on outside that are important to note, and that is the world as a whole is moving towards electronic invoicing. Right now, 35 nations have some kind of electronic invoicing mandate. In fact, the European Union has mandated it for all of their member states. And I think what you're seeing is really electronic commerce as a whole moving forward, and IPP is being pulled along or travels along with that general movement.
You talk about 80 plus agencies using it. Are they mostly the small, the mid-size? How would you rate them? Because it seems to me, from the outsider's perspective, why wouldn't you have electronic invoicing? I mean, that seems something that should have came about in the year 2000.
We have all types of agencies as large as the U.S. Department of Agriculture, one of the largest agencies. Little tiny commissions use it as well. We're finding that really there's no single type of agency using IPP, all types, small and large. Very different challenges for implementation, but all are realizing the benefit of electronic invoicing.
Is there a reason why more agencies haven't used it? I mean, do you have most of the large ones yet, or that's further down the road?
It's all about change management. Keep in mind, these agencies are all facing changes in mandates coming from many different directions, accounting mandates and efficiency mandates and other compliance type mandates. So they have to balance an entire range of pressures on their IT systems, on their IT staff. So what happens is naturally things have to get prioritized, and electronic invoicing, as beneficial as it is, many times has to take maybe a secondary position to some other more pressing mandate. The thing is, however, that electronic invoicing, especially with IPP, is getting easier and cheaper to implement. One of the software vendors, the large ERP vendors, has a built-in interface to IPP, so in fact it really is offered almost automatically for those agencies.
And to that end, you mentioned in your speech about a potential OMB memo that's coming down the pike. I know there's limited what you can say about it, but just give us what do we know about it, and can you give us any sense of what it says?
I can't speak directly to the memo. It's within OMB at this point, but it does recognize that OMB sees the value of electronic invoicing as a way of improving the efficiency of government. So in a lot of ways, it's not surprising OMB is considering some sort of guidance or direction on electronic invoicing.
All right, I guess something to look out for as it comes around. Beyond the guidance, do you guys at Treasury, the Bureau of Fiscal Service, do you all go to agencies and try to make the case from the savings, from the benefits of electronic invoicing to try to attract more agency customers?
We do. Well, one thing that we've established with our user groups that meet consistently throughout the year is sharing stories of savings and benefits that agencies realize. So what we're seeing with the agencies who've implemented IPP, they're seeing savings on the order of 50%. And for an agency that is dealing with budget pressure, that's a significant increase.
One of the examples was at the JFMIP conference was the idea of reducing the cost per invoice, something from $12 to 97 cents. That in itself should be enough of a convincing factor to have people jump right on board. When you talk to other agencies, do they understand, yeah, there are benefits, and yes, we can see those benefits, but what is holding them back? I know you mentioned change management earlier, but that can be used for any big change, if you will.
If there's anything holding them back, it's simply the number of initiatives that they have to balance. It's like many things. It's a clear benefit, has clear rewards to the agency, and especially to their vendors. They providing vendors with faster payment and so forth. It's simply a matter of fitting it in on a huge list of priorities that agencies are dealing with.
One of the things about when you talk about electronic invoicing is some of the benefits. Go through them, just what you've seen, some of the things you've seen, you've heard from other agencies. We talk about the price point, but what about other benefits? Prompt payment issues also get addressed. What else are you seeing?
Well, clearly, we talk about savings and savings to the agency, but that's really only half the equation. The benefits to the vendor, very often the small business who's providing a good or service to the federal government, the benefit to them is significant because what it provides them is naturally faster payment, a lot more visibility into where their payment is, and that's very important for their cash flow, and also gets a lot of paper out of their office. So clearly the benefit to the small business is significant. I think we also need to talk about data, talking about the Data Act and the interest in the quality of federal financial data. Because IPP and other e-invoicing systems are digital systems, they're actually enabling agencies to connect the data from their accounting systems to their procurement systems, ultimately to their expenditures, and really strengthening the quality of data.
You brought up the small business angle, and I've heard in the past that one concern maybe among some agencies, maybe even among OMB, is the small business piece of how they're going to react and how can they take part. It seems by the discussion at the JFMIP conference, small businesses, it's actually easier for them or as easy for them than it is for large businesses. From your perspective, from your experience, as you said, is small businesses able to jump on fairly quickly?
In some ways, they can jump on even faster than large agencies or large businesses. And the reason is the internet. You know, every business these days has access to the internet. So moving invoices to and from the government through a internet-based portal is a very easy thing to do. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, that wouldn't be the case. But today, with omnipresent internet, clearly this is available to any business in the country.
What's the biggest difference today maybe than 3, 5, 7 years ago when you guys first started for IPP? Is it, you mentioned the internet, but that seems kind of secondary. Is it just a better understanding? Is it a better grasp of data? What do you think has changed that is causing people to say, hey, this electronic invoicing is a now thing?
A couple of things. Number one, IPP today is much better, stronger, more mature than it was 3 years ago. I think since we started IPP in 2008, we put in, I think, on the order of 150 change requests. All of these change requests came from agencies that use IPP. So what you have now in IPP is a system that reflects the best practices across the procurement industry and the federal government. So a much stronger system. That's point number one. Point number two is, again, it's something I mentioned earlier, the entire industry is going towards electronic invoicing, just like it went towards electronic payment at the end of the 20th century. I think electronic invoicing is the new e-commerce trend of the 21st century.
Looking forward now, as you said, you guys are about 7 years into this, 8 years into this. What comes next for IPP? What kind of updates, changes should we see in the next 6 months, 9 months, a year from now?
The system currently is very mature and it does serve the needs of agencies very well. A couple of changes on the forefront is streamlining and even making more simple the interfaces to agencies' in-house accounting systems. I mentioned that one of the major ERP providers has a built-in interface. I think making similar interfaces with some of the other packages is a solution to lower the cost of implementing IPP at an agency.
Beyond IPP, can you talk a little bit more about what else you guys are working on as it relates, whether it's a kind of an aside to IPP, if there is one? What else should agencies expect from your office?
A number of things. And again, all of them around the general trend of electronic commerce and going down the list. Electronic invoicing is clearly a part of that because invoicing is really a part of the payment process. Continually moving away from paper checks is another trend of Treasury's. At one point, Treasury issued 720 million paper checks. This year, we'll probably do on the order of 50 million paper checks. All of those have been replaced by much more efficient direct deposit transactions. So continually driving down the number of checks by providing solutions to checks, and those solutions are naturally a direct deposit, things like the Direct Express card for benefit holders. We're taking a very serious look, a very strong look at mobile payments and e-wallet solutions to really get Treasury out of the paper business and back really into a much more efficient electronic environment, which offers the benefits of speed both to the Treasury and to the agencies and private sector customers we serve, but also improves the quality of data as well.